Podcasts are a great way to pass time. Catch one of the shows that always provides you with a laugh or a lesson. You're now rocking with the CWF Network, home of the original content. Get ready, all new content is coming your way.
You are now plugged into AUX.
Here to bring you on an R&B journey from my mouth to your ears. I'm your host, Deluxe Dave. What's up, all of my music lovers out there? It's your boy, Deluxe Dave, here with another episode of AUX. I am back, you guys. It's been a little while, just about a week or so, and I'm back with a brand new episode today. You can only hear shows just like this on the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. AUX is that podcast for friends just like you who like to talk about music from past to present, and I give my little twist on it, and then you tell me what you think about it also. It's really great to be back. I kind of missed it, but I kind of didn't, because I've been in like this mode right now where I have been so focused on the world around us. Like, it even just barely leaves you time to sit down and, you know, think about listening to music. But music is the thing that connects us with a lot that's going on right now. So I thought it was only appropriate on today's episode that I do a songs that match the moment. And today I want to do songs that have to do a lot with the racial tension that's going on. Everywhere I turn on the internet, I am seeing things from the Karens of the world to all of the different people who are constantly like holding on to something. They don't want to see the world kind of progress, in my opinion, and it's really disheartening sometimes. So sometimes I need to just bring it all back and kind of really get to the core of where a lot of this stuff comes from. And a lot of times I need to sit down and listen to something that'll either get me in a thinking mood, or something that'll get my spirits lifted a little bit, because that's what we need at these times. And I think artists have really been trying to do that with their music right now. They've been trying to push out these songs, these records and everything, and trying to get that word out so that we'll realize the importance of what's going on right now in our world. So the first song that I want to bring in today, I was sitting back and I was listening to, actually I was watching the Instagram Live that was on. They had another Versus that just came on Juneteenth, which was with Alicia Keys and John Legend. Shortly after that, Alicia Keys came out with a song called Perfect Way to Die. Now this song is very dark in many ways, because it's really explaining the story of what's going on in the community around us, and it's kind of bringing us the awareness of how this world is actually working right now. People are having to bury their children. People are having to say goodbye to loved ones way before their time because of the choices that this system has set up. And I think it really brings to light these things, and it just makes you kind of see that this world is nowhere close to perfect, but we can work together to try to make it a better world when we recognize, when we start talking about these things. I talked a few episodes ago about a song from Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, and I was saying how it just really, that song really spoke to the moment. And I think it's really important as a musician or as a person that sings songs or as an entertainer, it's important that you join this movement also. It's very important that we hear those voices, but I really think we have the voices inside of us, but it's really great to have that backing from people so that it brings awareness to everybody, because sometimes people don't want to hear from us, or they don't want to hear it from a certain type of person. They need to hear from somebody who is an ally or who is working to make this world a better place. So her also came up with a song that I want to mention. It was called I Can't Breathe. And of course we know what happened with George Floyd, and you know that title is fitting enough. But the main thing that I was drawn to about that song is I was sitting and listening to it. My soul was just like in a whole different place, because I was just thinking about these things, and I was like, man, how can we make this better? What can we do around the world to not only bring attention, but to make this change? And as I was listening to the song, it really got into the history. There was an ending part to the song where she starts talking, and she talks about this nation and what it's founded on and how it's supposed to be a God-fearing nation, and how we are to be thankful for what's here. But the thing about it was, our history has really, in a sense, been very romanticized. I was sitting down talking to my friend the other day, and I was telling him, man, when I was sitting back in history class, a lot of this stuff that was talked about or discussed or put out here, it was really like they were just telling us these history stories and letting us know that basically this happened, and it was so romanticized. Like, even the things about like war, and you know, then the Americans won, and it was just so, it's like a joyous thing. Like, we were making light that we came over here, took somebody's land, and we were excited because we were able to discover it and overcome and do all these things. And it was like, really? Is this the way that we see it? So I think this song really brings that into the forefront, because it's a very powerful poem or a speech that she's saying towards the end that is very enlightening. You can't even get that into a song. She basically had to have basically a spoken word at the end of the song. So if you do get a chance to listen to those two songs to really bring your mind into that aware place, whether you're Black, whether you're white, whether you're Asian, whether anything you are, go and listen to these songs, because they really get into your mind like this. But then at a certain point in time, I needed to be empowered. I needed to be like, you know what? I'm proud of who I am. So many times we've been either sorry about something, or I always notice how when I was always walking past, you know, either a Caucasian person or something like that, I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. It would be just be an automatic, I'm sorry. If something was just, I'm doing something, it was just like an automatic reaction. So I really noticed that about myself. And I said, let me look into these things. Let me see what the reasons are behind this. And I think it's because at many times, it's not that we were, you know, just taught to be either ashamed of ourselves, but we thought that we were always either less than, and we didn't live up to those things. And it might have just been maybe a school we went to, or it might have been just experiences we've had, because I've said everybody has a separate experience. I've had different experiences with everything, coming from private school to going to public school and just having these different experiences, even going to a Christian private school. I had these experiences that were like, you know, they change your makeup. And I said, everybody has their separate experiences. So sometimes we need to listen to things that empower us, or they bring attention to how powerful we are as, you know, kings and queens that live and walk this earth. So I was listening to a song from Wale. It's on a whole album that he came out with actually just about a week ago called The Imperfect Storm. And this song was called June 5th. It's mixed with another song. It's like a, you know, a song slash another song, but this was the first song on there. It was called June 5th. And really, it is talking about we as creators, or the culture that we have. We are these things. We are, you know, the culture that permeates and brings life to this nation. We have our part in it. So we should never feel like, even if something is manufactured or taken from us in order to bring light to something else, we should know that we started that, and we have the power to start other things, to innovate, to be that strength. So when I saw this song from Wale talking about how we are culture, we are sports, we are music, it was empowering for me to listen to that. And right followed behind that song was a song from Beyonce that came out. It was called Black Parade. Now, the thing that I loved about this song, and I actually broke this song down into two pieces, because I listened to it once with the music, and then she actually has a version, I don't know if it's on every streaming platform, but it is on Tidal, where she has the acapella version, which has no music, it's stripped, and it just has her voice and exactly all the words she's saying. The harmonies are always the great thing that I love to hear from Beyonce, because she's invented her own style of music, which some people have adapted to that within the music. So she's kind of invented this whole new style. And this was really like, she's sticking with that feeling that I got from listening to The Gift from The Lion King, the separate album she did all together. She did a separate album with Disney, and it was called The Gift because she was in The Lion King. So it was basically, I was listening to this song and I was like, this sounds like a song that might have been cut from The Gift and she decided to put it out now. It kind of gives me that feel, because it has that, you know, African flavor to it. It's really, really a great song because of the words that are in it, most of all, because she's letting us know about our power, where we come from, just different things that she is putting into there. She's letting us know our roots, our history, what she wants to, you know, come back to and let us remember. So it's those type of empowering songs that I I really, really love to hear. I love to hear that from Beyonce. I like to hear her, you know, really recognize these things and kind of put it out there. And a lot of people, you know, they're either here for it or they're not. But I love that she is bringing that attention and giving us, you know, this type of empowerment that I really feel like many of us, you know, at times just need to hear. It needs to have a voice to that. And a lot of times people are shying away from that because we're afraid to be too Black. And that is a certain thing. You're too Black to kind of be this thing. So I'm really glad that people are getting back to that and really showing us that through the music. So big ups to Beyonce for even coming up or putting that song out, even if she did it before, putting it out now, because it's very timely for right now. So as I was doing that, I was like, okay, I'm empowered, I'm good, I'm great. But then it's all about my heart. I get into the heart of everything, because my heart, I don't know, I don't like to say like my heart just exudes love, but love is a key to a lot of different things. Even now, you know, even what's going on, my heart will always have this love that just tries to flow out of it as much as I can. As much as I possibly can, I try to be a person that loves. Above all, I just want this love. And if it's even just love of yourself, that is love enough. So this song came out by Teyana Taylor, because she came out with a whole... Oh, the album is bad, y'all. The album is so good. I have enjoyed Teyana Taylor's album. This song is the very last song on the CD, but I think it was very timely because we want to get back to the root of what everything is, and it's called We Got Love. It's a great song, and then it has Lauryn Hill. She added that part into the song where Lauryn Hill is actually speaking on the end of the song. You're hearing her talk about some things about how even if you have all the money in the world, even if you have all of the things that you could have ever wanted, if you don't have that sense of love for yourself, for your community, for the things that are here in front of us, then you don't have much of anything. And I thought it was very powerful, because she said, we need clarity, we need focus, and we need a sense of love. Those are the three things that she really pointed out. And I think those were such important words, because definitely in these times, we do need clarity. People need to be clear. When they say something with your chest, say it, mean what you say, and don't back away from it. Don't be like, oh, I'm sorry about saying this. If you said that, that is what's in your heart. You meant to say it. Keep it moving, keep it pushing, and then maybe you'll have another awakening or a different change of heart when it's all said and done. So definitely we need clarity. Focus is so needed right now. We need it in our community very, very much so, for, you know, what's coming up, these voting, getting out here, voting with the polls, making sure that we're out here with awareness, that we're teaching people as we talk to them and we teach them a little bit. Somebody on my plane the other day asked me about what Juneteenth was all about. She didn't know. And I took the time out to actually school her and let her know what Juneteenth was all about. And if we don't know or have that knowledge, then we need to find it out. We need to be researching, knowing the history that we were never taught. We need to be looking into some of those things so we can be aware and we can focus in on what is important and what is going to pull, you know, this country back together. And then, of course, sense of love. And I said, that's the core of my heart, is that we continue to love one another, because if we continue to just block every single thing out or try to push everything away that is not what we think or not what we feel, we'll never get anywhere. So we have to be able to communicate. We have to be able to still love people through their funkiness. And sometimes they're just altogether just off altogether, but we have to learn to be that love. And a lot of people, some people are made for it, some people aren't. Some people have to take a more stern focus to it, but I want to exude that from myself, because I think that it's very helpful. It's helpful to love. It's helpful to see above all of those other things. And I don't do it right all the time. I'm not saying I'm a perfect person, but I try my best. And that's all we can do in this world, is try our best. I really gotta know what kind of songs you guys have been listening to during this time to kind of get yourself centered or get you in that place where you need to be. Have you listened to more songs about what's actually going on, like just the situations, the songs about situations? Have you been listening to empowering songs to empower you? Have you been just listening to songs that are just gonna get you out of the funk and get you into a good mood? it's important. I really would love to know what you've been listening to right now to kind of get your mind set on what we on right now with all this racial tension going on. I would love to know what you guys have been hearing. So you, what you can do, you can go ahead, you can hit me up on the CWF Network hotline at 347-719-3350, or you can text the CWF Network at CWFP underscore, and that's on Instagram, or you can always text me on Instagram at Deluxe Day, DELUXEDAVE. It has been wonderful being back and talking to you and letting all this flow out of my mouth today. I would really love to see you back here next week. Remember, there is so much good music out there. The key is to know which song matches the moment. So if I gave you the aux chord, would you know what to do with it? I will catch you next time on Aux.
This is the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP underscore. Okay, bye.